This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ready? Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته All praises due to Allah Almighty God the creator of all things the sender of all prophets and messenger and the revealer of all truth. May the mercy and the blessing of Allah be upon all of us, a seeker of knowledge, and may the knowledge transform us to be a better Muslim, to be a practicing and committed Muslim, not traditional Muslim, just by name. Allah Rabbul Alameen, the Creator, choose one man to bring the mercy to the world, a man to unite all nations and tribes, to teach the old how to love the young and the young how to respect the elders. The man who is here to guide the rich to help the poor and the poor to work hard to complement one another. And he is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rahmatul lil alamin, a mercy to the world. And for those who have been following his teaching, we are supposed to follow the teaching of the Prophet, not to worship any prophets. They are special people as prophet and messenger of the Creator, Allah. We love them, respect them, but our duty is to follow their teaching. Not to glorify them to the extent they become God. How pious they are, how good they are. They are human like all of us. From Adam to Noah to Abraham to Moses to Jesus and Prophet Muhammad. And because on and off people turn astray from nation, from century to century, people forget the teaching of the Prophet and they start to worship human. They start to worship so-called pious people. Then Allah sent Prophet Muhammad as a final prophet. And he remind this man, the last messenger, Qul innama ana basharun. Ana basharun mislukum yuha ilayya annama ilahukum ilahu wahid. Say, O Muhammad, to the people, you are just a human, like all of them. You eat, you drink, you have family, you fall sick, and you will die. Like how the early prophets all have returned back to God. The difference between you and them, you receive the revelation, where others no. They may have good dreams, but they don't receive any revelation. Angel Gabriel was sent only to the prophets and the messenger of Allah, not to any one of us. And remind them, the people around you, the one who love you, the one who follow you, that they should worship only one God, the God who created all of us, who appointed him to be his last messenger, not to worship him. And then Allah continued by reminding us through his prophet, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Whoever among you who want to return back to God with the hope that Allah Almighty God will be pleased with you, will be happy with you. Normally when you want to go back, you want to go back with a good spirit, so that you'll be happy and others are happy. If among people, among family members, the same. You depart from your family because of work, studies. You travel here and there, then sooner or later you return back to the family. When you return back, you want to return back to be happy and bring happiness to everybody. So whoever have the intention, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ, to return back to the Creator, where the Creator is pleased and happy with you, فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, then you must be ready to be active in doing all the righteous deeds. You must prepare yourself. It's like how you want to go back home, you prepare yourself. If you know the people at home love this, love that, you make sure you bring something back. You just don't bring your body, you bring some good deeds back. But while you are doing that, now Allah is talking to us. All the good thing that you are doing, all the money that you are bringing back home, remember, وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّي أَحَدًا, do not commit any shirk. You are doing all the good deeds, you are worshipping Allah, you are giving a lot of help to the poor and the needy, you donate here and there. But Allah said, while you are doing all these good deeds, never commit shirk with me. You are not worshipping idols. You are not doing something bad. You are doing something good. But Allah still wants us, وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ, do not commit shirk. What do we understand about this ayah? This ayah is to remind us, whatever you do, brother and sister, what Allah wants from us, how good your deeds is, how big your donation, your contribution, do not have a hidden agenda. Meaning, your intention is very important. Who know about our intention? Number one, Allah. Number two, you. Others, no one knows. Even sometimes among human, when you do something good, people will praise you. Thank you. It's good for people to acknowledge the good thing that we are doing, not to take things for granted. But you, inside your heart, must not allow all the hidden agenda to corrupt your heart. You can say, don't worry, brother. Don't worry, sisters. I do this sincerely for Allah. You want to say that? No problem. But be careful. You can just say and keep on saying that. But whether you are sincere in your heart or not, who knows? This is just lip service. Like sometimes the feeling we have towards one another. As friend. And then we become closer to one another. Then we want to express your feeling. I love you. Is that okay? Islamically, it's okay. When you love something, love someone, especially for the sake of Allah, you have the right to say, "Anna uhubbuka lillah." I love you for the sake of Allah. There's nothing wrong. You can do that. Then the person who hear you saying that also can respond, "Hababka Allah allazi hababtani li ajlik." May Allah love you more. I was loved by Allah just now because of what you just said. That you love me for the sake of Allah. Allah love me more now. And I'm responding back, may Allah love you more too. It's a very positive reaction. But normally, we don't know how to express. If a person says, I love you, and most of us never continue for the sake of Allah. A boy and a girl get to know each other. They feel good for each other. Women, they don't only have IQ, they have EQ, emotional. They want to know how you express yourself. But you just keep on smiling, talking good about her, but you don't know how to use the word love. Very shy. You know? You don't say love. They are just waiting for you to use this word, I love you. But you, you feel that you are so, no, I'm not going to say this. Even husband and wife. Husband normally say, I love you before get married. After getting married, the word love, very hard to come out. It's not that they don't love their wife, they still love, but to say, I love you. For a wife, they keep on telling us, I love you, I love you. Because they want you to know they love you. So the word love is easy for the woman to express than the man. That is very common. How many of us talk to our children and say, child, my son, I love you for the sake of Allah. How many times you listen from a children say to their parent, I love you, daddy. I love you, mommy. So Allah said to us, while you are doing all the good things, make sure your intention purely for Him, uncorrupted, so that you have peace. You have done your best, you have given the best, don't let that feeling be corrupted. It's a very powerful feeling that you have to be very, very careful. Because if you are not careful, when people keep on praising you, talking so highly about you, happy with you, then the pride may come in. Then you start to show off. Now when you do that, it burns all the good deeds that you have done. To the extent in the day of judgment, when you meet Allah, Allah said, what have you done with the ni'mah, the blessing I've given you, how you make use of this, that. You say, I've done this, so many good deeds. Yes, I know. I know. He is the all-knowing. I give you, you become a billionaire. Now you spend millions to help the poor and the needy. I know. But then Allah said, for whom? For who do you do this? Then we say, for you, O Allah. I do this sincerely for you. What did Allah say? Kazzabta. You are a liar. You do this because of so and so. To please these people. To please the authority. To please the politician. To please your father-in-law, your mother-in-law, you just name it. So now, go and look for them, call them to reward you. Nothing from me. Because your intention now is not for him. But if you do purely for me, Allah will not ask you that question. He knows. He will just reward you. What is his reward? Lahum Jannah. For them is my paradise. Enter. Udkhuvisiha. Udkhili. Enter paradise. Class. You can lie to many people. You can be a hypocrite to yourself. But you cannot lie to Almighty God. Allah Rabbul Alam. You can't. So when look at this ayah, my muqaddimah, brothers and sisters, mean check your intention. Our intention is in the heart. An-niyat fi qalb. It's not how you look, how you dress. Your heart. That's why I always say, three things that we must be focused to become a better person. The first I, three I, the first I, your intention. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَلُ بِالنِّيَّةِ. Everything you do, make sure your intention is purely for Allah. You are here every Saturday morning purely for Allah. To do what? To seek knowledge. To seek knowledge. So when you seek knowledge, if your intention is for Allah, then you should be ready to act upon the knowledge. Not knowledge for the sake of knowledge, but there's no changes. I just come here for class. After class finish, I'm the same person. No. When I came in, I was this and that. When I leave, I become a better person. I transform myself. Because actions speak louder than word. You don't have to, I've been attending this class, that class, so many classes. People look at you, wow, mashallah. You're a good student of knowledge. But look at your character, you're the same person. Nothing changed. You're still not careful with your word. You still are not a very clean, tidy person. You don't care. You don't feel for the environment. You don't feel for one another. You just don't care. Because you don't have the intention to act upon the knowledge to change. Now, what is very important for every one of us to focus when your intention is good? To strengthen your relationship with God. We call Iman. Iman is a knowledge to do with believing in the unseen. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. We'll welcome our brothers from Jakarta, Indonesia. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Why we have to focus on our iman, the second eye, after the first eye, the intention, I want to get closer to Allah. How do you get closer to Allah? How do you connect yourself with Allah? By having the right belief. All prophets and messengers of Allah were sent for that reason. أَنِعْبُدُ اللَّهُ وَاسْتَنِبُ الطَّغُودُ. To be connected to Allah. To know who is the Creator. And how. How can you learn about Allah? You learn about Allah. You believe in Allah in the way He wants you to believe. Not your way, not my way, no. A lot of people want to believe in God today. But they want to believe in God in their own way. You can't. You have to humble yourself. And that's why we Muslim is guided. And was reminded by Allah again and again, every single day. All Muslims who perform their daily prayer, recite the same prayer, without fail. Suratul Fatiha, the opening chapter. They open the veil, the curtains between you and the Creator. So that there's no more hijab. You can communicate with Allah directly. Without going to the priest, to the imam, you can do it by yourself. Allah give us the opportunity to talk to Him directly. And that's why in Surah Al-Fatiha, there's an ayah, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Oh Allah, to You we worship directly. You don't have to call this man, that man, and to help you. No. Direct you call, oh Allah. Allahumma. Ya Allah, direct. Izasta'as. Izasta'ana fasta'is billah. The prophet said, if you want to ask anything from Allah, do it directly. Call Him directly. A lot of people today, they want to call God. They go to idols, sane people. They felt that they are not qualified to talk to God directly. They have a medium. And that is the beginning of shirk. To the extent now people go to the graveyard, people who are dead. He's a good man, a very pious man. But he's dead. They still go to the grave and ask them, please pray for me, help me. I need this, I need that. You are closer to God. If you have a very personal friend, specialist in heart, specialist in the eye, ENT, whenever you have problem, you see him, he help you, and you're okay. Now, this specialist die now. Do you think you go and see him if you still have an ENT problem? You go to the grave, hey doctor. Do you remember me? I'm your old friend. We are good friends. Now I'm still having my ear problem. Please help me. What do you think? Do you think he's going to give you some recommendation now? He's going to give you some medicine? No, he's dead. So if we want to believe in Allah, iman is about the unseen. Allah, you can't see. The day of judgment, you can't see. Angel, you can't see. When you're going to die, you don't know. All these are the unseen. So to believe in Allah, the best way is you believe in Him the way He wants you to believe in Him. His way. How He introduced Himself in His book. Just follow. Simple. That's how the Prophet taught his first generation, the companion. That's why the iman is so solid. That's why he become the best example for the people. Because the intention is pure, they focus on iman. And the last I is you must stay istiqamah. If you say you are sincere, you should not just say you are sincere in the beginning. At the end, you prove that you are not sincere. You have agenda. You say you have been helping me sincerely. Now you are talking about it now. Now you want me to pay back. You see how our parent is so sincere to us. He keep on giving. He never asks you to pay back. Very sincere. Never once a parent will send a bill to their children. My son, my daughter, now you are somebody. Now you are rich. Papa have invest on you. Mama have been helping you and spend on you maybe million of ringgit now. But we give you special discount, 50% payback. No parent do that to the children. Their love to the children is fantastic, purely from the heart. You hurt them, you disobey them, they still love you. That is parent. That's why you should be very grateful and thankful when your parent is still alive. That you can serve them, be dutiful to them, you will never, never regret. Now, the question. There's a question today. And the question starts by saying, very interesting question. If I don't dress to attract others, the question came from a reward system. If I don't dress to attract others, why does Islam still require modest dressing? Islam wants the woman to dress modestly. In a good manner, cover yourself in a good manner, modestly. Not to be too extreme. You can be very extreme sometimes. But as long as you must check your intention. You don't look down upon the other group who do not dress like you, example. You want to set good example, you're welcome. But please don't criticize others. If you see others are not dressing properly, approach them, talk to them, get close to them, help them. They need some help. They need some motivation. So that is very important. But those who said, I dress in the way that I'm happy with it. Not to show to other people. My intention is just for myself. I want to look good. I'm not dressing to show the public. So why must? Yeah. Islam force me to dress in this manner, that manner. No, Islam never force us. Islam always want us to be the best. Dress modestly is what Allah want you to do. Because what is in your heart, no one knows. I didn't dress to show you. Did you wear a garment, a sister who wear beautiful dress and then write on behind, I don't dress to show you? Nobody do that. And then I said, don't look at me. Yeah. Lower your gaze. You don't do that. But if you dress modestly, you cover yourself respectfully, people who look at you, immediately they know what kind of person you are. Because action speaks louder than words. You can wear very sexy, open here, open there, lower cut, this cut, that cut. But you say, my intention is not to show off. I'm doing for myself to look good. Yeah, you can still dress like that, nothing wrong. If you want to dress only the underwear, also welcome, but at home, in your own room. Even you with your parent, after a certain age, you do not expose yourself. In front of your papa, you also have to dress modestly. Even the papa cannot say, you are still my daughter, so I can just walk half naked in front of my grown-up daughter. No, everybody must dress modestly. Very, very important. I give you one simple example again. Some sisters, alhamdulillah, they cover themselves modestly. And then they decorate their head with something very attractive, flowery. But they don't want people to look at them. That's why they wear niqab, so that people don't just stare at them. But suddenly you have so big flower there, and when people look, they want to know who is it. Oh, they can't see your face, but they can see the flower. They look at the flower. They just look at the flower, not you. You get upset. Why do you look? Lower your gaze. Huh? Then what is the problem? Why do you put this flower on your head? If you are born with the flower, no problem. So you are contradicting yourself. You want people to lower the gaze. You don't want to attract the other party. But the way you dress, decorate yourself, is to attract people. Why do you do that? You know, one day the Prophet ﷺ said to his daughter, Fatima, the daughter that he loves so much, and he is one of the women that will enter paradise. Like Khadija, Asiya, the wife of King Pharaoh, these are the people promised to go to paradise. One day after marrying Hussein, no, Ali, Ali gave her some necklace, a ring. So When she came home and she opened the wheel, and when the prophet looked at her, the prophet just turned his face away from her. And what happened? Fatima was shocked. What happened to my father? Why is he so angry towards me today? What wrong that I've done? Fatima was worried. Then the prophet asked Fatima, do you want in the day of judgment, Allah will ask his messenger, the father of Fatima, why do I allow my daughter to wear a necklace from hellfire, to wear a ring from hellfire? You must save your children from hellfire, not to allow them to go to hell. So Fatima said, Ya Rasulullah, my papa, my father, this is a necklace, a gift from Ali to me. This ring given by my husband. Yes. It's just a gold ring, very plain. No diamond, no jade, just a plain gold ring. What did Prophet say? Have you purified that gold? The necklace around your neck and the one around in your finger? Have you paid zakat on that? He said, no, because it's a gift. Then that is the necklace from hellfire and the ring from hellfire. You can wear, number one, you must purify zakat, clean that property first. Secondly, you don't wear to show to the people. For yourself, for your husband, for your mahram, no problem. You don't do this, and then later on you go outing, and then you go for dinner. Suddenly you can take the food in front of you. You purposely want to take the food further than you. Why? Because you want people to see. And when people don't ask you about your ring, you were not happy. Sometimes you just want to move more, you know, so that people can get the reflection, you know, and they ask you, wow, big diamond there. You know? Different people have different intention. Shaitan always work to disturb the peace of our mind. And then suddenly, you know, you're very cheap, you know, this ring. How cheap? Oh, just about, you know, goodbye, special offer, about 50,000 ringgit. Wow. You can wear anything, pay zakat, and you don't have to show off. You see, even you dress more something that is allowed, your intention is not to show off, to attract other people's attention. Be very careful. And sometimes the rich, sometimes they don't have to wear expensive thing. The rich, they can go and buy near the road, you know? And then they just, but because they are rich, people thought that everything they wear is expensive. No, maybe it's 50 ringgit. And it is how people portray you. So even your heart, your intention is good, but nobody knows, only you and Allah. But if you don't present yourself properly, modestly, humbly, people will not judge you based on your intention. They judge you of how you present yourself. So you don't blame them. Because I don't know what's in your heart. You can say anything. But I know how you behave, how you react. That's all. I'll judge you based on that. So please remember, when don't give excuses and those misinterpret your intention is good, you can do anything now. Maybe you are a good person, but the way you dress do not portray that you are a modest person. You know the man, why Allah said to the man, the believer, and the woman, both party, lower your gaze. The eye contact is a very powerful contact. There's nothing wrong to look at somebody for the sake of Allah. Wow, he look handsome. Okay. Think of Allah, say how beautiful the creation of Allah. I end by saying one of these hadiths, then we have a Q&A. One day, the Prophet ﷺ said to his people, "La tadkhulu janna man kana fi qalbihi zarratun min al-kibr." No one can enter paradise if in their heart there is an atom of kibir. So the companion was shocked, because generally the Arabs, when you say kibir, their understanding is showing off. The general understanding. So the companion asked the Prophet, "I love to dress, beautiful dress. Of course, beautiful thing, expensive. I love to wear good shoes. Good anything, good quality thing is expensive. What is the most expensive shoes? What brand is that? Anybody remember? Yeah. A shoe that may cost you just for your feet. Special offer, Boxing Day, UK. Very cheap. £15,000. That is after Boxing Day. Wow, goodbye, it's true. Can you imagine just for your feet, £15,000? So the companion, I'm just giving some clear. Companion said, "I love beautiful dress. I love to wear good shoes. Is that kibir? Is that showing off? It's like somebody will come to the center every Saturday driving Porsche. The sound of the car also is different. Yeah? And suddenly the door opened in this direction. Like the Batman kind of vehicle. How do you feel? Is that okay?" "Of course, people look. Who is driving this car? Who is the owner? You feel good. Is that kibir? Is that showing off?" You see, the Prophet said, "Inna Allaha jamil yuhibbul jamal." Allah is beautiful. He loves beautiful things. Nothing wrong. Then what is kibir? What is kibir? So the Prophet said, "Bathara haq ghamdan nas." Kibir, the real kibir, you reject the truth. When the truth reach you, Allah said it, the Prophet has shown you, you just refuse to follow. No. My way. Okay. That is kibir. You think you know better than Allah? When Allah said haram, you said, no, it's not haram. This is just makruh. Huh? You know better than Allah. Number one. Ghamtan nas. Number two. You like to look down upon other people. You like to belittle other people. Because you are somebody, he's nobody. So you don't look at him. You know? You just ignore that person. All these are the sign of kibir. And the Prophet said, whoever have an atom of this kibir will not enter paradise. So brothers and sisters, try our level best to stay, yeah, istiqamah, be consistent with our iman. Our intention, whatever you do for the sake of Allah, make sure from the beginning is for the sake of Allah, in the middle, still for the sake of Allah, at the end, for the sake of Allah. That's why one of the most important prayer, the Prophet said, that you can recite, most of the Nusantara people recite this, Qul inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alam. Remind yourself, say to Allah, O Allah, all my prayer, day prayer, night prayer, obligatory prayer, optional prayer, all my sacrifice, my time, the animal that I sacrifice, everything, my life, my work, my food, my dressing, my family, everything, my death, lillahi rabbil alamin, for you. Not for other purpose except for you. Because we came from you, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajun. And to you we will return. So that's how we come in and conclude. Make sure your intention is guided by the Quran and the Sunnah. Not just purely, as long as I have good intention. You ask the drug trafficking people who are selling drugs, what is your intention? I want to help the poor, like the Robin Hood. They rob the rich and help the poor. Is that good? For the poor, it's good. He's my hero. For the rich, he's our enemy. You educate the rich one to help the poor. You don't rob them. You're selling drug for what? To support the poor family. You cannot do that because drug will destroy other family. So everything you do, please make sure that whatever intention you have, it must be guided by the Holy Quran and the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then you can say, yeah, I have good intention. So, brother and sister, I hope I've answered this question in the best way I can to make sure people don't misinterpret their intention and do what they like to do and blame other people because of what they do. No. You want people to lower their gaze, you must minimize any kind of thing that attract other people. Make sure as simple as possible. See how our Prophet dressed? Very simple. He can dress like a king, like an emperor, but he did not. He chose to dress like a servant of Allah. Sayyidina Umar, when he is the Khalifa, people was waiting in Jerusalem, in Palestine, waiting for him to come and give him the key to open Jerusalem. And they expect him to come in like an emperor with all the bodyguards and all. But he came in with a garment patches. When it's tear here, he sew it. He never dressed like a king, like normal king, you see that. Very humble, like the servant of Allah. But that confirmed that he is the great Khalifa, because India scripture have shown that this man will come in that form, not to show off. So please remember, humbleness is the best. Simple is the best. As long you cover your aura, you are not dressed but transparent, like you are naked. You are not dressed but too tight, like you are naked. Just do it properly. May Allah accept and bless all of us. Amen. Now we open for Q&A before the second part come in. If there's any question from the floor, any question, Fadal. Fadal, Mujahid.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
So you mentioned that you were talking about the shoes and the Porsche and the allowance of that, that it wasn't a display of pride as such. If the intention is good, it's not a display of pride. I'm reflecting on Umar ibn al-Khattab when the delegation came to visit Umar and they were expecting somebody who was dressed in fine clothes.
Of course.
They saw this man underneath a palm tree and he was just ordinary. He looked like an ordinary person.
Of course, of course.
And from what I see here, and that's not just Umar ibn al-Khattab, it's Abu Bakr and all of the Sahaba. They knew this ayah, that Hadith. Allah loves beauty.
No.
And so, you know, the allowance for dressing beautifully is okay. They knew this, but they didn't kind of like run towards
Allahu
riches.
Allahu Akbar.
So I guess I'd have to question, for me, I'd have to question somebody buying a Porsche when you can buy a Proton.
No.
I don't see how a Porsche could be anything other than a display of pride.
Mm-hmm.
For me.
No.
When I look at the life of the Sahaba.
No.
Yeah?
No. A very interesting question from Brother Mujahid. Even the companions are aware that Allah loves beauty, so you can. But they choose not to because they are not people like us. They are the leader, Khulafa Rashidin. If they do that, then they set an example. And then the other will say, see, the Caliph also like this. So they want to show example. That the Prophet, he can dress in any dress that he loves. Omar, when the people get the garment from King of Kisra, they send the garment to him. The king who wear that kind of special clothing with diamond and all these kind of stones and the sewing thread is gold and it's very expensive. He was crying. Because you are the caliph. You deserve this kind of glory, not the king. Of course, he can if he want. But then later on, we are worried that he can control his heart, his feeling. He can be humble. But other people, they may not know how to control their feeling. So they want to set a good example. Even I can, but I choose not to. I'm not saying haram, but I choose not to. So that later on, the future leader, if Khalifa, Abu Bakr, Omar, can be so simple, who am I? Do you think that if I don't dress like a king and an emperor, people will look down upon me? No. People love you because of who you are, not what you dress. How you dress. So that is why the leader of the ummah are very careful. But never stop other people, but they always remind them, take care of your intention. Yeah, you can. Anybody can. If my student come with your Porsche, can I say, haram? What is this? Sometimes all the biker came with a big bike. I also have a bike, but I don't like the bike. Have heavy sound. The one that have heavy sound is which one? Harley Davidson. That one from a distance. Pop, 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 pop. The one you don't know. I'm coming. I like to have a big bike, but I like the bike to be silent. I arrive, no one knows. I prefer that. No one knows. I went to lecture sometime. I use my big bike. But I don't like the one with the big sound, silent. I reach there. I went into the washroom. I changed my papers. Where is this? Where is our staff? I'm there already. They thought that I may come with something, with all the jubba. No, I dressed the dress that I normally choose to dress. Yeah. I try to make sure that I'm careful of how I present myself. And sometimes when I go anywhere, and the people who never seen me before, they know my name, they were just waiting, and I have my friend who so happened want to drive the car, or sometimes I would drive, you sit beside me, and he wear jubba, and I dress normally. So when I arrive, and my friend, my student just went out, they just wish him, Sheikh, welcome, alhamdulillah. My student say, the Sheikh is there. Okay, sorry. Why I like to do that? Because we know our people, they do respect and honor scholar, but we must make sure that they have the right intention. You can love me, you can respect me, but I must take care of my intention too. So all these are for the goodness of ourselves. They know, but they choose not to. They can, but they choose not to. Because if not, then they set another example. Their house so simple. The house of our Prophet, how big? Our house is bigger than that. The house of Omar. Omar don't have door. He have a curtain to show you how secure, how safe the environment. Nobody steal. Dare not steal. No. You want to see him? You just go to the mosque. Normally you see him. He'll be in the mosque. Yeah. No guard. No red carpet. Simple. Allahu Akbar. Now that is my answer. They don't want so that they don't set bad example for other people. Now.
Assalamu alaikum. Sorry, just a okay. Comment. So on the question regarding dress.
Now.
Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab said in his book Sula Talata, he said, knowledge precedes action and speech. So knowledge precedes action and speech. So if someone says, you know, I dress the way I want, it's not for people to look at me.
No.
Well, again, if you think about knowledge preceding action, then the knowledge comes from the Quran and Sunnah. So is the dress in accordance with what the Quran and Sunnah says?
No.
And if it isn't, right, then that intention is already misguided, isn't it? Even if the person's intention is not to attract,
okay,
the intention is misguided because it's not based on knowledge, and the knowledge comes from the Quran and the Sunnah.
No. Yeah. Yeah. We can summarize in that manner. Everything must be guided. Yana al-ilm qabla al-amal wal-qawl. Before you do anything, you must have knowledge. Before you say anything, you must have knowledge. And knowledge is pure knowledge, not your knowledge, not my opinion, not the tradition. It's what God said, Allah said, and what the Prophet said. That is pure knowledge, uncorrupted, unchanged. It stays there forever. Now, last question. Any brothers? Yeah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You did narrated a story between the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his daughter Fatima. And when she came home with all of the jewelries and all that. And then you mentioned specifically about him questioning her that whether she has already paid zakat on those things that she's wearing.
No.
My question is it that we need to pay the zakat on the things that we possess before we start wearing them, or is it specifically for some expensive stuffs?
Yeah.
So that's my question.
Now, there are two kinds of zakat. One zakat that you pay every year. The zakat that you accumulate in the form of gold, silver, or today, money, based on the value, if it reaches the haul and the nisab 1 year, and the amount have reached the amount to pay zakat. So you pay 2.5% of the value, help the poor and the needy. This is every year, if you have reached that amount. Okay? for this, those who are wearing something for your body, you can, that zakat you pay only once. That is the difference. You can wear, you pay it only once. Clean, yeah, that property by paying only once. Then you can wear it, no problem. Yeah, that is the difference between the zakat for a qizun and the zakat mal for the yearly zakat. Yeah? So may Allah help us, brothers and sisters. May Allah unite our heart together and purify our intention so that our intention is not just good now, but it will be good until the end of our life. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us people who have the intention to transform ourselves when we have the knowledge. Not just knowledge for the sake of knowledge. We want to be a better person. We don't care what people want to say about us as long as we are guided by the Quran and Sunnah. But if you are not guided by the Quran and Sunnah, then you must be ready to make some changes. That's how we move on. And may Allah accept. And remember, class tomorrow is off, yeah? And then inshallah, the coming Wednesday also is off. Saturday, we'll be back inshallah. Because our team is moving for our youth camp that we organize every year. And we have almost 400 participants who have arrived and they are ready to move today. And may Allah help all of us and make sure pray for us, pray for the children so that all of us will have a good time and all of us return back safely to the family. وَبِلَا تَوْفِقِ وَالْأَخْرِ دَعْوَانَ وَالْحَمْدِ بِالْعَالَمِينَ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ بِحَمْدِكَ شَهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ اسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.